Hello, everybody. This is Nikki from It's Going to Be Okay. And today we are going to talk about preparing for Christmas at the last minute while dealing with depression and anxiety. So who's feeling the crunch? Who's feeling the pressure? Who's got their anxiety levels sky high? So I know the feeling it too. I've been in that time loss where you think you've got time to get things done, and then before you know it, you're like, it's the 12th. It's the 12th. Christmas is going to be here in like 13 days. So I thought it was important to get this episode out because I'm dealing with it too, people. So I this year I decided to do some DIY stuff. So, but we'll get into that in just a minute. But before we get started, I just want to remind everybody that if you're watching on YouTube, to comment, like, and share with someone you love. And if you're listening via the podcast, then go to iTunes and rate the podcast. Please, that's my Christmas wish, is to get a new 5-star rating or whatever rating you want to give it. I hope it's a 5-star. So without further ado, we'll get started. It's been a little loopy around here. That's okay, right? So with the things that have changed this year for me, so I've talked about, I don't know if I talked about this. I don't think I have, but back in October, I lost my job after 21 years. It was a big fiasco. I grieved for my job. I was there for a long time. And anyway, so because of that, I decided to do Christmas a little differently than I normally do. And I decided to do a couple of DIY things for my kids. And I've got everything together, but I just got to put it together. Whatever that means. So I'm feeling the crunch. I know you guys are probably feeling the crunch too. So I have 10 different helpful steps. And then I've got 2 videos that I'm going to link in the notes of some crafty DIY things that real cheap solutions that you can do on your own if you're feeling creative and inspired and not wanting to spend a lot of money. I know you all have heard me talk about decluttering and not bringing more things into my home. So that means that the things that I buy are along those same lines. So I felt like growing up that I didn't, my mom, you know, we always had help at Christmas time, which I'm very thankful for. Now as an adult, I can appreciate the programs out there and the people that gave to these programs to help families get their kids Christmas each year. And so I always donate to those programs. And if you are working and you guys are raising money for those families, you know, I just love doing those things. And so because of that, I am just in that kind of a thought process where I'm not like, so when my kids were little, I was still in that mindset where I had, where I felt like I didn't get everything that I ever wanted growing up, which I I didn't need all of that stuff that I thought I needed or I thought I wanted. And so I always wanted them to get everything that they had on their list. Sometimes their list was 2-3 pages long and it was impossible, but I did my best. And even after their dad and I divorced, we would go in together and their big gift that they wanted, we would have it to minimize the cost for each of us. So, however, the last few years, I feel like consumerism has just taken over my life. And the last part of that is trying to break the Amazon addiction. And I'm going to tell you something. I did not mean to get into this, but I'm just going to say it real fast. Is I got this Brezzer. I got this Brezzer, whatever the heck that is, this browser extension. And it's called Cultivate. And it tells you what country the item is coming from. Okay. Now, I always advocated purchasing for Amazon because it was a place that small businesses could advertise their wares and we could purchase from it. Well, this browser tells you exactly where the stuff is coming from. Now, at least the stuff I'm purchasing, most of it's coming from China. And I like to buy from my own country. And I thought I was doing that. And sad to say, I wasn't. So that has helped me minimize my spending from Amazon a lot and go to other places too that I know are USA made products. So now this is something new. You don't have to do that. You may be like, oh my Lord, she's really fell off her cuckoo clock, whatever. But I'm really disappointed in Amazon because I thought it was more of an American base. I knew some of that stuff was coming from foreign countries, right? I mean, I wasn't that naive, but I didn't realize that almost all of it was coming from foreign countries. So if you're listening, you're not seeing my mouth fall to the floor. So anyway, so because of that, I decided, and because of trying to save money, because not having a job, also, I had another thing happen where in 2021, someone fraudulently used my Social Security number and tried to get unemployment benefits from Colombia, South America, and during COVID. Anyway, so since the beginning of November, I've been trying to get that straightened out. I had to prove that it wasn't me that did that. And it was a mess. It was a mess, people. Anyway, so I think we finally got it straightened out. It was a lot of phone calls to the unemployment department. I had to drive to a full service office, which isn't down the street from me. It was out of town. So anyway, it was doable. I got it done. That's me on my soapbox for the moment. But let's get on to why our anxiety is high and we're being depressed. So I've got 10 tips that I'm going to go over with you. Hopefully these will help you. And as they are helping me, I mean, I'm just going to tell you, it's been a trial. So So preparing for Christmas at the last minute, because this is the last minute, people. Set realistic expectations. You know, as people who have some kind of a mood disorder, we have unrealistic expectations sometimes. And if we can't do what's in our head, we don't do any of it. So Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do and your plans will succeed. Trust in your efforts, surrender your worries, find success in the guidance of the divine plan. Ask God to help you. Okay, I've had to ask God for help. Dear Jesus, help me. Anyway, understand it's okay not to have a perfect holiday. Focus on what you can realistically achieve and enjoy. Key word, folks, enjoy. Rather than trying to meet the unrealistic standards, okay? You can't do go sledding. You can't go see Santa. You can't wrap all your presents and bake all your baked goods all in one go at it, okay? You need to spread this stuff out. Now, the second one, well, before I get to the second one, I want to go back and re-emphasize enjoy. Enjoy, people. If you don't get everything done, enjoy the time that you get to spend with your family. All my boys are now out of the house. My third one, the oldest one, finally just left. And I'm not working, and I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm finding myself with so much time. And so every day I get on, I'm looking and applying for jobs, and I'm doing other things, you know, around the house that I want to get done. And I still have time, and I'm like, oh, I enjoy the time that you get to spend. So, you know, the little conversations that I get to spend with my, on the phone with my kids or my grandkids or my husband. My husband says that I think this is all baloney and malarkey, but in the back of my mind, I think it might be true. But he says I've been picking fights with him, and that might be true, because I have all this time, and I'm like, I haven't like fought with anybody lately. So you're it, dude. He doesn't like it, but I told him that I, you know, he could fight back or ignore me. So most of the time he fights back with me and we have a good time. So anyway, so enjoy the time you have with your family and friends. You know, try not to fret about what you don't have or what you don't have done or completed, right? So there will be plenty of times where you can plan, where you will get time to plan for the next holiday. But right now, we're in crunch time. So there are some things that we're going to have to let go of. So part two, or number two, is plan ahead. I don't even know why I put this in here, because I'm like, if I had planned ahead, I wouldn't be like freaking out at the last minute. I did plan ahead. However, my goals for how long it was going to take to get things done, I didn't have realistic expectations for when things were going to get done. So this is where we are, folks. For I know, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. just trust in God's, in the unfolding of God's plan, and take deliberate steps to shape a hopeful future. I mean, if you're walking in God's steps, it's going to be okay. Hey, that's the name of my podcast. Of course, you already knew that. So what we want to do is forego the elaborate Christmas plans. You know, if you always go balls to the wall with your Christmas planning, drop it, forget it. Let's create a simple plan for the holiday season. Break down your task into smaller, manageable steps to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Okay? Let's simplify this. It's not rocket science, but it'll be hard work to get it done. And we've got to do the hard work. Are you hearing me? Are you listening? You got your listening ears on? Is your mouth shut, ears open? So let's create a simple plan for the holiday season. Break down your task into smaller, manageable steps to avoid feeling overwhelmed. That's what I've been doing the last few days. And I started to breathe easier. I've got everything in one room. And I almost started to freak out because my youngest came home. And him and his roommates, they don't have a lot of decorations for their house. So he started rifling through the room with extra decorations that I had that I wasn't using. And it also had their Christmas stuff in it. And I was like, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. He's up there rifling through the boxes. And he's going to see what I'm doing. But he didn't. He was just looking at the Christmas stuff. So anyway, so he took my stuff that I wasn't using. I decided to go away with different. There's something going all off my hair. I got it cut last week and I wanted to cut it a little shorter and, anyway, there's some stuff that's not even about the show. Whatever. Just forget I said that. So anyway, I went with a different type of theme. And usually I do snowman because I love snowman. But I didn't. I just put a couple out and I left the other ones in the box. So he asked if he could use them. I was like, sure, take them, have fun with it, whatever. And he did. I don't know how far he got with it because he gets bright ideas and then gang hole with it. And then lots of times he doesn't like execute the plan and complete it. So I think I told him to send me a picture once he had it done, but who knows? So create a simple plan for the holiday season. So what is manageable? What can you get done now? You know, what do you have to get done? Mostly, you know, who in your family do you have left to get a gift for or whatever? And then break it down into small tasks. You don't have to do everything every day. If you listen to the last podcast, we talked about breaking things down into smaller, manageable tasks. Because, you know, people with a lot of anxiety, they don't get things done because they can't do it all at once, perfectly, at one time. So, but we've got to give ourselves grace and slow down and do it in small tasks. Okay. Number three, reach out for support, folks. Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. I love this one because, I mean, why did I have to wait until I was mid-century to figure out, oh, duh, I can't do everything by myself. Why don't I ask for help? Share your feelings with someone you trust, whether it's a friend, family member, or a mental health professional. You know how I advocate for those who, you know, ask for help. You get professional help. There's nothing wrong with that. I totally am for that. There's so many times that moms do not ask for help. And if you're embarrassed about asking or talking to a family member or to a neighbor or friend or whatever, go to a counselor, a psychologist or whatever. Talk to somebody, whoever. Get help, you know, or journal something. Don't hesitate to let them know if you need support. And like I said in my last podcast, if you got things that need to be done and you've got people in your family that can help, give them things to do. Ask them to help you. Definitely ask them to help you. There's nothing wrong with that, folks. Trust me. Number four. Create a comfortable environment. Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So what I did was decorate our space, our home, in a way that brings us comfort. Surround yourself with things that make you feel relaxed and happy. So I love my Christmas tree. I keep it lit the entire time that we're home. Now, for some reason, when we leave, I freak out and I turn everything off. I don't know. That's just me, I guess. I know why. Because I have a cat that chews on wires. So I'm afraid that something's going to happen while we're gone. So, but I'm rarely gone because I don't have a job. I'm home all the time now. So one of the other things I have been doing is doing crafts. And I used to do this before I had kids. One year I made crafts for my mom and my sisters. And I think I suck at it, but anyway, I thought I have plenty of time. So that's what I did. Been doing. Now, I started doing it in the summer. I started crafting again. And now there's tons of videos on YouTube that you can watch. And they show you easy ways to take something that you can buy or get at the Goodwill or the thrift store and reinvent it to match your decor, you know. And just some of the things that they do with just buying something and then taking spray paint and spray painting it. I mean, it blew my mind. And so I'm just flabbergasted by that. I mean, I've done a couple of things already and I absolutely love it. And anyway, so that's what I plan on doing is there's a couple of DIYs that I'm doing as gifts. And I'm excited to get them done. But, wait a minute. I'm on number four. Yeah. Surround yourself in a comforting environment, knowing that, you know, doing things that make you feel relaxed and happy. That's where I went with the crafting. So the crafting is, and I've talked about journaling, adult coloring. I've done that. I did that when I first was going through my really bad depression back in 2020. I have a lot of books and where I would just color, and it really helped clear my mind because I was just so down on myself. And then we took in a stray. His name is Mr. T. He reminds my husband of Mr. T from the A-Team, the original A-Team. And so, but he's such a sweet, sweet baby. He's not a baby, but he's our baby now. There is a lot of, he's still learning to trust us. And so there's a lot of humans. Whatever happened to him, there's been a lot of human mistrust that have happened with him. So we just take it slow. He's finally coming into the living room. Now he would like scamper through the living room, like really fast. But now he will get on our ottoman and get up there and lay. So he's in the room with us, you know. And when all the other animals are in with us, so we feel like that's a positive thing. Like he wants to be with us and the other animals, but he's at a distance where he feels safe if he needs to scurry off. So, and he liked to hide behind the couch. So we put a little enclosed cat house back there so he could go in there and hide if he wanted to, but we could still check on him if, you know, if we needed to. So, but he's put on weight and his fur, he's cleaned his fur well. I haven't had to brush him anymore. The sores that were all over his body from the ticks and fleas that he had are all gone. And the last thing we've had to do is his ears. He's had infected with ear mites so bad. So we've tried to keep those cleaned out, but that's going to be a while to get rid of those ear mites. So he goes back to the vet tomorrow, and hopefully I think the vet said they would give him more medicine, a shot that would help kill those ear mites and any fleas that are embedded under any flea eggs that are buried under his skin, you know? So, but his fur is just, and he's, because when we first got him, he looked so emaciated and his spine just stuck out so horribly in his hip bones stuck out. So that's filling out and he's starting to fluff up. His fur is fluffing up. He's just turning out to be a beautiful little cat. So anyway, I did not mean to get on the cat story, but number five, dear Jesus, my phone, prioritize self-care. And just let me turn this down. So, you know, when we get in these flurry of activities, when we're dealing with depression and anxiety, if we're depressed, we tend to want to extract ourselves from the world, from our living humans, what's going on with our family and ourselves, and just go into hibernation and just forget about it all. Let's not do that. That's not healthy. If you need to rest, rest, but you know, make sure you save time to get your things done. If you're, you know, anxiety's high, make sure if you do take medication, take your medication, but make sure you take time to quiet your mind, go to a quiet place in the house for a few minutes, journal, write your thoughts down, what's bothering you, why are you feeling like your brain is going 1,000 miles per hour. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. So when I am feeling overwhelmed, a lot of times what will help me is going out for a short walk, just getting that oxygen going. doing, you know, going upstairs, up and down the stairs a few times, you know, getting something done that I've been waiting to get done. Like for some reason today, I had like a bunch of things I need to get done. I got one thing done. I'm doing a second thing now, you know, and I've got to make my husband his breakfast bowls. You know, that takes almost an hour to get done, right? And and then I got to change my bedclothes. So, I mean, those are things that I make a list out that I have to get done today. And I've already gotten several things completed. So you've got to prioritize your self-care. Make self-care a priority during the holiday season. Schedule time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation, whether it's reading, taking a bath, or going for a walk. So those are some things that will help you rejuvenate your mind, especially if you've been depressed and you haven't showered, you haven't put on clean clothes for a few days. Do it now. Get the stink off your clothes. Get your stinky body out of the clothes. Put them in the laundry. Take your shower, hot, you know, bath, whatever. Put some clean clothes on. Brush your teeth. Clean your face. Whatever. Get those things done. Okay? Because this is what we need to do, people, is take care of ourselves. Lord have mercy, I can't talk. This is what we need to do, is to take care of ourselves. I've said it in the past. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of other people. So, number six, set boundaries. Ooh, how many of us need to set boundaries? Yep. We all need to set boundaries. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Matthew 5:37. Learn to say no to commitments that may exasperate your stress. Setting boundaries is crucial for your mental well-being. So, the kids want to go see Santa Claus? I can't take them to see Santa Claus. Ask somebody else to take them for you and take pictures. Okay. Can I take the kids to drive around the neighborhoods to look at the Christmas lights? Yes. That's something I can handle. Maybe, depending on traffic. So set boundaries for yourself. All right. You can do this. Number seven, practice mindfulness and relaxation techniques. Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Incorporate mindfulness or relaxation exercises into your routine, such as deep breathing, meditation, or yoga. These practices can help reduce anxiety and improve your mood. People, these things, deep breathing, meditation, or even some yoga, you can do these anywhere. You can do them anywhere. When I was still working in the office, I would go out to my car and do deep breathing and meditation. Or I would go into the bathroom. You know, I mean, there was times I had to do it. I had to embrace stillness, you know, as a pathway to knowing the divine presence, calming your mind through the power of faith. I had to ask God, please help me in this moment. Because the situation around me it was overwhelming for me. You know, it was overwhelming for my mind to handle. And so I would have to ask him, you know, to give me peace in the moment. And sometimes I felt like I got peace in a moment, and sometimes I didn't feel like I did. You know, it just depends on the situation, you know. But I did feel better asking somebody for help. And then sometimes I would go on break with another coworker and just complain. You know, sometimes I just needed someone to listen to me complain. So Number 8, focus on meaningful activities. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as if working for the Lord, not for human masters. So that's an interesting take on that verse. All of these verses are in the new. Oh my gosh, these people. Sorry. Sorry about that. It was a phone call from a scam or a telemarketer. So it's from the New International Version. I think that's what it's called. So think of it working for the Lord. Even if it's, you know, your job or whatever, just do it with all your heart. Instead of getting caught up in the commercial aspects of Christmas, focus on activities that hold personal meaning for you. This could be spending time with loved ones, volunteering, or engaging in creative pursuits. So I got the opportunity to volunteer at our church. We did on one day a week, we got to go to a local school after school to do for 2 hours playtime, worship time, and that included snack, and it was really interesting. And so I got to volunteer to help out with that, and I loved it. It was grades K through fourth grade. Yeah, K through fourth grade. And we got to talk to them about, you know, God. And then each week they had a theme, like they had about patience. One week it was talking about thankfulness, just different things like that. The first 2 weeks I missed, I was sick, and so they kept the fast pace moving, and we had about 70, well, anywhere from 60 to 70 kids, and the school had less than 200 kids in it. So there was a lot of kids that came to the, you know, after school program for that one day on Thursday each week. So I got to do that, and it was all volunteer, and we just had to make sure the kids were paying attention and following directions, you know. And at the end of the day, when you're done with school, you just want to, not that you want to go home, but you're like kind of frenzied. So it was challenging sometimes, but these kids were so most of them cracked me up, and a lot of them reminded me of my kids. And so it was a great experience, and it reminded me about giving of yourself, volunteering, and, you know, and volunteering. Sometimes when you volunteer, it's not fun, you know, it's not all fun and games, right? And it's a lot of hard work, and especially when the kids are being turds and not listening and talking and fighting with each other. Then he touched me, she touched me, and she's looking at me, and you know, all the yammering back and forth. But it was really a good thing. I think they're going to do it again before this school year ends. So, but it's a lot of hard work, and it takes a lot of people to make it work. So, but anyway. So you can spend time with loved ones. Now, during the holidays, we spend time with loved ones, and that doesn't usually work out so well sometimes. So, but you can volunteer. And we talked about volunteering. And is there something you could do to volunteer? You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, weekly for 5-6 weeks or whatever. It could be one time. or do something engaging in creative pursuits. So, which is why I've been doing the DIY Christmas presents this year. And those may be a total flop. I don't know, but we'll see. My kids be like, what's this, Mom? I mean, seriously, you've always bought us new stuff. So I don't know. We'll figure it out. Number 9, limit social media use. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world. Whoa. It took me a minute to find a scripture for that one. But I mean, isn't that really what that is? Limit social media use. Oh, that one kind of stings a little bit. Social media can sometimes contribute to feelings of inadequacy or comparison. Yeah. I don't follow anybody that makes me feel like I'm a piece of heel on a loaf of bread. Sorry. Who eats the heel off of a loaf of bread? I don't. So consider limiting your time. One of my sisters told us in our group chat that she deleted all the social media off of her phone because she feels like a better person. She's a better person when she's not on social media. I can relate to that because now I'm like, but then I was like, well, who's going to like my post? So if you're listening, you're going to have to go and like my post. You don't have to. So consider limiting your time on social media during the holiday season. So, I mean, I only get on once or twice a day for like 5 or 10 minutes. And I have a timer on my phone. And if it's more than 10 minutes, it tells me and it grays it out if I've hit that limit. It grays out that app, and I could get on there and change and add more time to it if I wanted to, but it's a hassle. So I don't. Once it's grayed out, then I don't get on it for the rest of the day. But I try to do more social media when I'm on my computer because I use it just to post my social media stuff for my podcast and my life coaching. So, I mean, that's all I've been using it for. Or I'll share, if I see a positive post, I'll share it. That's all I do, folks. That's what you should do too. Don't spend your time with social media. Seriously, don't. You've got more important things to do than to see what Sally Q is doing and who she's arguing with and how she's making you feel like a turd. Okay, that just fell off her butt. So don't do it. And then my last point is professional support. Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. If your anxiety and depression are particularly challenging, consider seeking professional help. A mental health professional can provide guidance, support, and coping strategies. So when I am feeling overwhelmed and I've taken my medication and it's not helping, I make an appointment with my doctor or I send him a note, whatever. And then he'll decide if I need to have a med increase or med change or whatever. When in 2020, when I went through my really bad depression, I met with him every month for like 5 or 6 months because it was a really hard time for me. And I felt like a pile of poo and I wasn't feeling like I was worth it. So if you are feeling like you are not worth it, you are not worth it to your family and to your friends and to yourself, call your doctor.
You call your doctor and you get help. Because you are worth it. You are more than worth it. And your family does love you. And they don't know that you're hurting unless you say something to them. And my husband didn't realize. He knew what was going on. And he couldn't believe like how low I had gotten. So anyway, this is really important, people. The holidays are so hard on everybody, those who don't suffer from a mood disorder at all. But for those who struggle with a mood disorder, it can be almost impossible to manage. And so I'm really sorry that I am crying, but there's been a lot of times when I felt like that it wasn't even worth, you know, trying to get better. But now that I've gotten better, it is so worth it. Because, and that's why I feel like I needed to start this podcast, and life coaching is so I can help other people out there. And you're out there and you are listening to my podcast and you are hearing this and you are thinking, I am not even worth I'm not even worth the phone call. Yes, you are. So I really did not mean for this to get emotional, but that's how much I care about talking to people who suffer from these mood disorders, because it's a horrible feeling. And a lot of times people that don't suffer from it want to help those who can, but they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. And they're kind of at a loss, you know. But if they are an ear that will listen to you, and that's who you have, then you take advantage of that. But if you have not sought professional support, even if you are someone that doesn't believe in taking medication, you don't have to take it forever. You can take it until things are manageable. Things are manageable. Okay? And I'm not a person that can take it when things are manageable. I have to take it all the time. So, but I have different circumstances from other people. But I just want you to know that you are more than enough. And God cares for you. He cares for me. I care for you. And that's why I had decided a long time ago that I would help whoever needed it. And I understand the struggles that comes with listening during or dealing with the going to be okay. Recognizing that in your mind, it's going to be okay. I don't know how it's going to be okay, but I am going to do this one step at a time. I'm going to get my crap together. It's going to be all hard. It's going to be hard. It's not rocket science, but I can figure this out. I can do this. I am a strong person. You know, and I just want you to know that I'm here for you. If you need support, then reach out to me, because I am offering a 1-hour free consultation. So anyway, I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Talk to you later. Bye.